Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Inching ever closer to the holidays, Mr. David. It is, if you can believe it, already the 16th.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Mully. It is game day.
It's game day
in Chicago, Minneapolis.
I wonder why you had that game face on.
I know. I'm ready to go.
You intimidated me a little bit.
I came in a little ready.
You were going to put a hat on someone.
I'm stretched. I'm taped.
Stretched.
I'm ready to go. I hope the Bears are just as ready tonight. In a little over 12 hours, kickoff at one of the nicest stadiums that they're going to play in this year. Unfortunately, it will be one of the loudest as well.
Soon to be built here.
Well, we'll see.
Wasn't that the idea?
I think that is the plan, that is the model, that is the idea.
And one of the things I always look at coming home to the city is I always look for cranes in the air.
U.S. Bank Stadium.
Cranes in the air. He's jumping up and down in joy over the Kyle Tucker deal.
Cubs made a big deal after we left on Friday.
And Crane Kenny is
This was
happy.
Not a Friday news dump. This was a Friday headline that is going to last, and it's just as loud today as it was then. That was a big trade.
Big, big trade.
The one everyone's been waiting for.
It was a really big trade. And there's another one people are waiting for, and we'll see if that one comes off.
Well, I think that one at a time, because this was a move that changes their offseason.
Yes, I agree.
That it changes next season in terms of expectations. This was probably the biggest trade that the Cubs have made since they acquired Aroldis Chapman from the Yankees in the middle of the 2016 season.
And you know how that ended.
I do know how that ended.
So and
I think that's okay.
A chance.
I'm not making that leap.
A chance.
But in terms of blockbuster deals, in terms of the caliber of the player involved, trading for Kyle Tucker, giving up what you did, it was a steep price for a possible rental. That was as big of a trade the Cubs have made since 2016.
I think it'll work for him. I think it's a good move. I think that there's an element to it that we don't talk enough about. We keep saying expiring contract, but what you're doing is you're getting a guy in a contract year. You're getting a guy that wants to get to the free agent market and wants to get paid. How do you do that? Well, you be the superstar you've been, only with the Cubs, and you will get all sorts of attention. And you will get any last dollar you ever dreamed of. This is a really big deal for the Cubs. It's a big deal for Kyle Tucker and his future.
It definitely is that. And it's the idea that this happened because Juan Soto signed with the Mets and created a domino effect that was felt in Houston and now in Chicago. And that's the right player to set off the domino effect, because when you look at the numbers and you accumulate the WAR, wins above replacement, and I know that's what people like to do, they're very similar. their numbers are very similar. His and Soto's numbers resemble one another in a way that makes you think that you are getting the next the next guy who's going to have that kind of a deal, the mega deal. And that's probably part of the reason why the Astros were willing to let him go. And the Cubs have a year to make their case. And we'll see. We'll see. There's a long time between then and now.
Dustin has the magical term dancing in his brain. Craigtober. Say it with me, Dustin. Craigtober. He can do it. Here it comes.
Well, this team is now lined up to win the NL Central. That everybody else seems to be going
by a mile, right?
I mean, if you're not going to win this division now, when in the world? You know, the Cardinals are looking to trade their first baseman and their third baseman.
They're unloading,
right? The Brewers, same thing.
I never want to underestimate the Brewers,
But I mean, they're making moves that are also
two huge moves.
Yeah,
right. They've traded their closer now, and they traded their Willie Adames, their shortstop. So
well, he was lost to free agency.
Well, but I'm saying, they're down. You're right. He was lost to free agency.
And now they're looking to move their first baseman, Rhys Hopkins, who's due like $23 million.
They're in cost-cutting mode. Mm-hmm. They're behaving the way you expect teams in markets like that to behave. And finally, the Cubs are doing the same thing. The Cubs are behaving like a big market team. That was a big market move on Friday. And yeah, there's really no doubt the Cubs should come into spring training as the favorites in that division with an idea that they can win the pennant. They still need another starter.
Didn't they come into the division as the favorites a year ago?
They should every year.
They should every year.
I don't know if realistically last year.
But I mean, I'm just saying.
But there were expectations. Yes. You get Craig Counsell. You pay him to more than any other manager in the game. You should have come in as the favorite. They won 83 games. They cannot win 83 games next year and be satisfied with anything. And so this raises the level again. Thank goodness. Because it feels like they're behaving and they're thinking the way that the rest of us are about next season.
See what happens with the Yankees. I don't want to be here when you come in this morning, that morning, after saying that they're behaving like a big league club and a big market team. And then when they do some cost-cutting move, I think there'll be a look of there'll be some upset in the air.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Cubs are done. I think they still.
I agree.
The bullpen concerns me and should concern people. I don't think they're And the starting rotation, you feel a little better about than maybe the bullpen. But if they want to make, they're making the pitch or maybe the presentation. Dustin, help me with the timing of it. But Sasaki is still on the radar.
He is definitely going to be on the radar. Yes. And they'll make a presentation to him.
They have not made it yet, though,
no,
correct?
Not, as far as I know, right. They have not. No.
Did the Sox have their moment? Seat at the table? David literally laughed. But
I laughed at how you said it. You can't say Chris, it like that and not expect me to chuckle.
Chris Getz said they were going to talk to him.
It was a PowerPoint.
PowerPoint presentation.
It slides. No.
And here's my dad at the back of the house. Here he is at the side of the house. What is this?
No, let's not ruin that moment.
Let's not
ruin the moment. We had a good moment with Chris Getz on Friday.
I felt like he was really engaged. He was
really enthusiastic.
Yes, he's very happy. They're going to be better.
And I think what you heard as much as anything was, and we'll talk about it during the pick six, but it was almost like he was so relieved to talk about a trade that was so universally accepted as a good one.
This is the Fox River. That's not far. Take the family and stay there. Relatively inexpensive. If you really want to blow it out, here's Lake Geneva.
Who's making that presentation? Is it Getz? Is it Will Venable? Is it Jerry?
I think it's a worthy question.
Tony La Russa.
Yeah, you got to tell me who's making it so I can do the pitch in their voice.
Huh?
Don't say Tony La Russa. Brandon's starting to stir it up.
See?
That's one of those names I mentioned on Friday. It was on a list that triggers Mully. Another one was in the news this weekend as well. And I worried about how are we going to handle the Marcus Freeman news on Monday.
Congratulations to Marcus Freeman. I guess he's not going to the Bears.
He's not going to the Bears or anywhere else.
He's got a really good agent.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You can say that cynically, I guess.
I mean, I'm saying, but that was part of the reason he got the deal he got was because of the rumors about the Bears. I didn't hear one other NFL team connected to that.
In fairness, I think this is a good point, but I do think this is very typical with college coaches.
Absolutely. I'm not saying
they always get years tacked on.
I'm saying he didn't deserve
years.
It. Yeah. And it goes back to my point now even more than ever from last week when we talked about these games.
Yeah.
Marcus Freeman has the most pressure this coming weekend. And now it's amplified, in my opinion. If you didn't agree with me
more
now,
than who?
We asked the question, who has the most pressure in the college football playoff?
Oh, that's Ryan Day.
It's Marcus Freeman.
Definitely Marcus Freeman.
Yep. Indiana's at Notre Dame. And now he had this huge contract. He's not getting fired now, but it's still a tremendous amount of pressure. I would have waited on the extension until after that game myself.
If you can't beat the Hoosiers in anything other than basketball, I'm just going Tony La Russa on you. I think you're triggered.
You're waiting to trigger me. Yes,
I'm getting no respect.
You're trying to trigger. I am. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I'm in a very much of a trick bag on Friday night. I really am looking forward to that game in South Bend.
Are you thinking about going?
I don't. I would love to go. I don't know that I would love to sit outside in that, but I would love to go. True. I think I would love to go.
How's the weather going to be on Friday?
I'm not quite sure.
The weather was foggy today, but it's warm. Or warmer than it's been.
It's really warmed up over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really kind of surprisingly temperate. I don't know what Friday night's weather is. I think it's going to be one of those games, though, is memorable for a lot of people in Michiana, as they call it. And I think that you got Indiana football with a historic season, and you've got Notre Dame with legitimate national championship aspirations.
They would have been one of the home teams with a bye if you went by rating, right?
And this matchup hasn't happened since 1991. These two programs have not played each other for whatever reason. And I remember that game, and it was a cool game. So I do look forward to Friday night.
29 and snow.
Yeah, that's perfect South Bend weather, man.